Jerry Blanks spends his early mornings in a pickup truck, driving across some piece of South Dakota prairie in the pre-dawn light, looking for buffalo.
And then the sun comes up, and all of a sudden they're just 200 yards away, and there's buffalo. And they've come to see you. It's kind of cool.
Blanks manages a mobile processing truck as part of the Sustainable Harvest Alliance for the Wild Idea Buffalo Company. He has a .30-06 rifle nestled next to his truck seat, and there's a foam pad taped to his driver's side mirror where he can rest the rifle to take aim. In his ashtray, there's a pile of spent copper bullets, mushroomed out from impact. Blanks spots the herd and drives slowly in a tangent to the animals gathered in a rough circle.
I'm looking at size and something that's going to present a shot for me.
He says how you approach buffalo in these situations is very important. Blanks doesn't want to spook these animals.
They're actually in the herd situation, fairly docile, fairly approachable. It's just, you do have to know what you're doing, but you can get to them. You can get close, and as long as you ain't making them try to do something they don't want to, they'll let you do most anything.
That sounds like a cat in a way.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
As long as the cat wants you to pet him, he'll let you pet him.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like a buffalo. If they really didn't want to be here, they really wouldn't be here.
Blanks is not hunting these buffalo. Rather, he's harvesting. In the backseat of his pickup truck, there's a state meat inspector. His job is the same as it would be in any slaughterhouse. He's here to make sure the killing and processing of this buffalo fit all the strict health and safety standards. Blanks lines up on a male buffalo and moves the truck to a range of about 30 feet.
I'm aiming for the brain. You unplug that, and then everything else is the way it should be. We got to get them where they can't feel.
He points the rifle out the window, rests it on the driver's side mirror, and takes a careful aim. The buffalo drops in its tracks. It falls where it's hit, unconscious, to the ground. But Blanks doesn't move in right away.
I was just moving nice and slow. You can see the shot really didn't bother the rest of the herd that much.
The other buffalo slowly wander away, and it really does seem like they barely even notice the gunshot.
We took 9 yesterday out of this herd, and it's kind of how you approach them, how you react after the shot. Keep it calm, and they'll just act naturally. They'll just do their thing.
Blanks hops out of the truck, ties the bison's legs up to a hoist, and raises the animal up over the back of the tailgate. He then drives back across the prairie about a half mile to the mobile processor. It's a semi-truck with a full setup in the back for turning a buffalo into meat. The state health inspector is here, and so is Blank's own son, Corey. The team loads the bison carcass into the back of the semi-truck and begins processing. The walls inside are clean and white. There's a sink and a tank of boiling water where knives are kept clean. Corey Blanks oversees the effort inside the truck.
We're, of course, dropping the hide off. We're looking for any dirt that might have come off as we were opening the carcass, bruises, anything like that that could be adulterating the carcass.
As the processing team works, Jerry Blanks heads back out into the field to collect another animal. By the time he returns, the team inside the truck will have this animal skinned and halved in the refrigerator. This truck is part of the Wild Idea Buffalo Company. Its founder, Dan O'Brien, doesn't knock other forms of bison management, but he says his company tries to keep bison stress-free and at home in their natural habitat.
Part of the value of buffalo is the iconic, mysterious value of it. It really is the national animal. They don't grow anywhere else except in the Great Plains of the United States. And we should be proud of that.
That iconic and mysterious image of the wild bison roaming free on the plains is part of the industry's marketing effort for buffalo meat. And in the case of the Sustainable Harvest Alliance and Wild Idea Buffalo Company, you get the feeling that that marketing actually matches reality. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.